Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport and Youth. Secondary Education. Class A. Lyceum. End of term examinations. January 2022. Part 1. Listening. There are 3 tasks to the test. You will hear each recording twice. Now look at task 1. For each question, choose the correct answer.
Where did you go after school yesterday? Did you go to the library?
No, I was planning to, but then my friend suggested we go to the supermarket first to get a snack. And on the way we passed the cinema, which was showing the new Bond film, so we decided to go in.
You're going to Italy tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I've been waiting for this trip for ages. Finally, my tickets came through.
When's your flight?
It's a bit early. I have to be at the airport at 5:20, so the taxi is coming at 5, and we take off at 5:55 in theory.
It sounds very exciting.
It is.
Good evening. It's 8:00 and time for tonight's news. There's something for all tastes coming up later on. If you're staying up late tonight, then you can catch a repeat of last Saturday's Come Dancing programme. If you don't have the energy for that, then stay on this channel for Quiz Challenge, with teams from Manchester and Oxford competing in the final. Before that, however, you can watch Lucas Wilson preparing some traditional Polish dishes. But now, here's the 8:00 news.
Hi, Lucy. Have you been shopping?
Yeah, getting stuff for my room at college.
What's it like?
Well, not large. There's a bed, a desk, but nowhere to put books. And there's only one big light in the ceiling. I'd prefer to have a lamp on my desk, so that's what I got today. If I've got enough money, I'll get some bookshelves next week. They had some lovely big cushions on special offer in the department store. I nearly got one today, actually. So maybe the bookshelves can wait.
Did you hear that?
No, what did you hear?
I think there's someone at the door.
What makes you say that?
I heard the doorbell ring. Then I heard a knock on the door. And then I think I heard a tap on the window.
We're on the 12th floor.
OK, so maybe I didn't hear the third one, but the other two were real.
OK, let's have a look.
Now listen again.
Where did you go after school yesterday? Did you go to the library?
No, I was planning to, but then my friend suggested we go to the supermarket first to get a snack. And on the way we passed the cinema, which was showing the new Bond film, so we decided to go in.
You're going to Italy tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I've been waiting for this trip for ages. Finally, my tickets came through.
When's your flight?
It's a bit early. I have to be at the airport at 5:20, so the taxi is coming at 5, and we take off at 5:55 in theory.
It sounds very exciting.
It is.
Good evening. It's 8:00 and time for tonight's news. There's something for all tastes coming up later on. If you're staying up late tonight, then you can catch a repeat of last Saturday's Come Dancing programme. If you don't have the energy for that, then stay on this channel for Quiz Challenge, with teams from Manchester and Oxford competing in the final. Before that, however, you can watch Lucas Wilson preparing some traditional Polish dishes. But now, here's the 8:00 news.
Hi, Lucy. Have you been shopping?
Yeah, getting stuff for my room at college.
What's it like?
Well, not large. There's a bed, a desk, but nowhere to put books. And there's only one big light in the ceiling. I'd prefer to have a lamp on my desk, so that's what I got today. If I've got enough money, I'll get some bookshelves next week. They had some lovely big cushions on special offer in the department store. I nearly got one today, actually, so maybe the bookshelves can wait.
Did you hear that?
No, what did you hear?
I think there's someone at the door.
What makes you say that?
I heard the doorbell ring. Then I heard a knock on the door, and then I think I heard a tap on the window.
We're on the 12th floor.
OK, so maybe I didn't hear the third one, but the other two were real.
OK, let's have a look.
That is the end of task one. Now look at task two. You will hear a conversation between two friends meeting after a long time. For each question, choose the correct answer.
Hi, it's Anna, isn't it?
Hey, Peter, how are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
Yeah, I think it was 4 years ago at Kathy's graduation party. Do you still see her?
I saw her last week, in fact. She's just had a baby.
Oh, wow. I can't believe that. Kathy, a mother.
I can't believe how different you look.
Do you think so?
Yeah. You've changed your hairstyle completely. You used to have really long hair, didn't you?
Yeah, I got tired of washing and brushing it 5 times a day.
And of course, you used to have a beard. You've shaved that off too.
Hey, that's true. I haven't had a beard for at least 3 years now.
And where are your glasses? You've stopped wearing your glasses with the red frames.
Oh, they were terrible. I can't believe you can still remember them. I wear contact lenses now.
They were so you, those glasses. So, what else is different with you?
Well, I've changed my job too. You remember I used to work in the bookstore?
Yeah.
Well, I've another job now and it's a lot better.
What do you do now?
I work for a computer software company in the city. The pay is great and the job is pretty interesting too.
That sounds terrific. What about Benji?
Benji? Who's he?
Don't tell me you've forgotten about that old Volkswagen you used to drive around in.
Benji? Wow, I can't believe you remembered. I've bought a new car now, and it doesn't have a name. So what about you? What's changed in your life since we last saw each other?
Very little, actually. I've moved into a new apartment on the other side of town. That place I used to live in was just too small and cramped for me.
But you live so close to your job.
Yeah, well, I've changed my job too, just like you. Now, I work for my father in the sales department, so I'm pretty close to the office.
Look, I've got to hurry off now, but it's been great talking to you. What do you say? Should we meet up for dinner or a drink this week and catch up on old times?
Absolutely. Here's my home number. You can reach me any time after 7.
Okay. I'll call in a day or two and we'll get something together. Bye for now, Anna.
Bye, Peter.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Anna, isn't it?
Hey, Peter, how are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
Yeah, I think it was 4 years ago at Kathy's graduation party. Do you still see her?
I saw her last week, in fact. She's just had a baby.
Oh, wow. I can't believe that. Kathy, a mother.
I can't believe how different you look.
Do you think so?
Yeah. You've changed your hairstyle completely. You used to have really long hair, didn't you?
Yeah. I got tired of washing and brushing it 5 times a day.
And of course, you used to have a beard. You've shaved that off too.
Hey, That's true. I haven't had a beard for at least 3 years now.
And where are your glasses? You've stopped wearing your glasses with the red frames.
Oh, they were terrible. I can't believe you can still remember them. I wear contact lenses now.
They were so you, those glasses. So, what else is different with you?
Well, I've changed my job too. You remember I used to work in the bookstore?
Yeah.
Well, I've another job now and it's a lot better.
What do you do now?
I work for a computer software company in the city. The pay is great and the job is pretty interesting too.
That sounds terrific. What about Benji?
Benji? Who's he?
Don't tell me you've forgotten about that old Volkswagen you used to drive around in.
Benji? Wow, I can't believe you remembered. I've bought a new car now, and it doesn't have a name. So what about you? What's changed in your life since we last saw each other?
Very little, actually. I've moved into a new apartment on the other side of town. That place I used to live in was just too small and cramped for me.
But you live so close to your job.
Yeah, well, I've changed my job too, just like you. Now, I work for my father in the sales department, so I'm pretty close to the office.
Look, I've got to hurry off now, but it's been great talking to you. What do you say? Should we meet up for dinner or a drink this week and catch up on old times?
Absolutely. Here's my home number. You can reach me any time after 7.
Okay, I'll call in a day or two and we'll get something together. Bye for now, Anna.
Bye, Peter.
That is the end of task 2. Now look at task 3. You will hear part of a radio program about Alexander Graham Bell, the person who invented and patented the first practical telephone. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. Write one or two words or a number.
Alexander Graham Bell was a very important scientist, engineer, and inventor. He was born on March 3, 1847, in Edinburgh, Scotland, and he died on August 2, 1922, at the age of 75. Bell's mother and wife were both deaf, and this had a big effect on his work. Because of them, he started to think about the sounds he could hear and they could not. Alexander had great hearing and became an excellent piano player at a young age. When he was 23, Bell and his parents moved to Canada, where he studied the human voice and worked with many schools for deaf people. Bell experimented with sound, working with devices such as the harmonic telegraph, which was used to send messages over a single wire. He worked very hard on sound technology with his assistant, an electrical designer called Thomas Watson. On February 14, 1876, Bell and an American electrical engineer named Elisha Gray both asked for patents with the U.S. Patent Office. It is not clear who was first, but it was Bell who got the patent in the end. A few days later, he made his telephone work using some ideas similar to Gray's ideas. Bell's first words with the working telephone were spoken to his assistant. He said, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." He improved the design, and by 1886, more than 150,000 people owned telephones in the United States. The device was very successful, and it started a new era for long-distance communication.
Now listen again.
Alexander Graham Bell was a very important scientist, engineer, and inventor. He was born on March 3, 1847, in Edinburgh, Scotland, and he died on August 2, 1922, at the age of 75. Bell's mother and wife were both deaf, and this had a big effect on his work. Because of them, he started to think about the sounds he could hear and they could not. Alexander had great hearing and became an excellent piano player at a young age. When he was 23, Bell and his parents moved to Canada, where he studied the human voice and worked with many schools for deaf people. Bell experimented with sound, working with devices such as the harmonic telegraph, which was used to send messages over a single wire. He worked very hard on sound technology with his assistant, an electrical designer called Thomas Watson. On February 14, 1876, Bell and an American electrical engineer named Elisha Gray both asked for patents with the U.S. Patent Office. It is not clear who was first, but it was Bell who got the patent in the end. A few days later, he made his telephone work using some ideas similar to Gray's ideas. Bell's first words with the working telephone were spoken to his assistant. He said, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." He improved the design, and by 1886, more than 150,000 people owned telephones in the United States. The device was very successful, and it started a new era for long-distance communication.
That is the end of the listening part.